Andy, why don't you get us started here by giving us an update on what you've been up to there health-wise and how the recovery's coming along.
I'm doing great. I had a little infection in my prosthetic knee, and they went in and removed it, and I get a new one in about 5 weeks, so I'm fired up about that, and we'll be back running in about a year.
You know, Andy, let's just go back from the beginning of the season, and I think the biggest thing is, I'm just curious, is when you walk in after going 1-5, you don't have Jamaal Charles. What is the message to your team at that point?
Yeah, well, the strength of our team is everybody, and they all pull together, and they did it with Jamaal, they did it without Jamaal. And so we had some good young guys that Dorsey brought in that no one knew about, where we didn't know about. I mean, he was a fullback, he was a tailback, we gave him the ball. Dorsey said he was good, we gave him the ball. And look what happened. I mean, Charkhandrick and Spencer end up being two good football players for us. And then you have Nile Davis. I mean, who thinks of Nile Davis as a backup? I mean, he's come in and had great games for us, but he ended up backing those two up, and when he had an opportunity, he did a nice job. So they all stepped up, and Jamaal was the biggest ringleader of all of them. He was their cheerleader and supported them. It was a great thing to watch.
That's awesome. And when Andy came here 3 seasons ago, we all knew that he was used to winning 14 seasons with the Eagles. Only 3 of those were non-winning seasons. Now you fast forward that. 17 seasons as a head coach in the NFL, 14 of them have been above losing. Not many coaches can say that. So you're used to this kind of season, but when you look back on it, what stands out as special about this winning season?
Yeah, well, when you lose in the National Football League, that week is like a year. It's dog years. So you lose 5 of them, and you feel like you're being buried, and if you allow that. And so you rely on the people around you, the coaches, you rely on the players, and you hope that there's trust involved there. You don't know until you get in that situation. But there's tremendous trust in amongst our players, with our coaches with our players, and good things happened. I mean, it's a tribute to the strength of the National Football League and the product that they put out. The colleges are putting out these kids that are phenomenal. You hear about the bad ones. That's the ones you hear about. A small, small minority. Man, these guys are strong. Strong mentally, strong physically. And then these coaches that put in all these hours, unbelievable personalities, man. It's neat to be a part of.
Yeah, you sit back to that point, John. You're in the back of that locker room. What gave you the confidence that Andy would get this turned around?
Well, you know, there's a lot of really good coaches here tonight. Yourself, you're a great coach. And I think certain coaches have certain traits, and certain good coaches have certain traits. The traits that I've always seen in good coaches, I've seen the wisdom, I've seen integrity, and I've seen the consistency. But I think the one thing with Andy that you have, you combine those 3, but you put a 4th one in there. That's humility. And I think good leaders always have that degree of humility about them, and they go about their work, and it shows. It shows with the players out there. And then, you know what? It's pretty easy to buy into when you have a guy like Andy leading you.
Yeah, when you got the job, Andy, I texted you. I said, I'm telling you, Andy, you are going to love Kansas City. Stay away from the barbecue. But you know,
he said, don't mess it up.
But talk about what it is like to play here, because it is a special city, special fans, Hunt family, Clark. It's one of the top in the National Football League.
Yeah, Clark Hunt's phenomenal. I mean, he's phenomenal. When I was sitting in those owner meetings, and you've been in there, you can sit there and go, man, there's some unique human beings in this meeting right here. and you kind of casually, after 14 years, you kind of casually go, you know what, I could really work for that guy or that guy or that guy and be a pretty happy guy. Well, Clark Hunt was one of those guys. And so when he called, it was a slam dunk, no-brainer. His family is phenomenal. The support, the city is unbelievable. And the barbecue is unbelievable. And I haven't stayed away. Just small doses.
Coach, you have a lot of fans, but one of your biggest fans and impersonators is Kansas City's Emmy Award-winning actor, Eric Stonestreet. Time now to take a look at why he became a Chiefs fan and why he remains one today.
Why am I a Kansas City Chiefs fan? Well, when I was just a little guy in Kansas City, Kansas, Joe Delaney signed this card for me at Indian Springs Shopping Center. And then Jack Rudney came to my fifth grade class. Then I got season tickets from my Uncle Glenn. And then my dad bought me season tickets in the corner of the end zone. And I started following players like Duron Cherry, Albert Lewis, Kevin Ross, Lloyd Burris, Dino Hackett, Tracy Simeon, Neil Smith, Derek Thomas, Barry Word, Christian Okoye, John Alt, Dave Zott, Tim Grunhardt, Irv Eatman. But why am I still a Kansas City Chiefs fan? Well, I think that's pretty obvious.
I describe the atmosphere here as kind of like a collegiate type of following. It's a compliment. I grew up in a college town. I mean, and that's got to be the kind of fun that you feel here with things like that.
Well, it is. I mean, there's nothing like Arrowhead Stadium on a Sunday or a Monday night. When the ground shakes, I mean, when we set the record there for decibels, it was unbelievable. That experience was unbelievable. You could literally feel the ground shake, and I'd never been around anything like that. That was they show up, they support us, and they support the players. So when the players aren't in the office quite as much as we are, right, Coach? So. Yeah. So they're out in the community doing their thing, and the fans are unbelievable to them.
You know, I think, again, I go back, I'm going to say the same thing, Dave Gettleman, Ron Rivera. You can just see the rapport they have. These two go back to their days in Green Bay. Andy, you were assistant coach, and John, you were up there as a scout. And just talk about your relationship through the course of that time.
Well, I mean, we've known each other for 20-plus years, and, you know, and we've grown, but the one thing that has always been, I thought, is we're like-minded in our thinking and our philosophy of how we see players and how we build organizations and build teams. And that's easy because, you know, when you go into work every day, you roll up your sleeves, there's no egos, there's no agendas. Everybody is working at the task at hand, and that's to get better. And, you know, how that is set up is you know, it starts with Clark, and everybody, you know, it starts with Clark, and it trickles down to the organization. And as we build this thing, you know, with Andy, it's easy because we go in and we communicate at least four or five times a day on little things. We have our disagreements. Everybody's going to have your disagreements. But at the end of the day, one thing we know is what is best for this organization moving forward, and that's what we'll continue to do.
We've invited fan questions a little bit earlier this evening. I have one for you here. Tough one, Andy, okay? What is your favorite coaching memory, professional or otherwise?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of them. I mean, 14 years of doing it, but really winning the playoff game here this year, I thought was unbelievable. It hadn't been done. We weren't able to get to the second round for a number of years here, and just the support, I mean, from everybody, it's got to be right up there. The other thing is having Ron Rivera here for 2 years. You know, he's kicked my tail in this little competition right here. So, but we get to play him this year. But I'm real proud of Ron. I wanted to make sure I said that before we get out of here. Ron was an assistant coach with me in Philadelphia. I'm proud of the job he's done. He's done great.
Yeah. Andy. Very well said, and an award very well deserved. AFC Head Coach of the Year, Andy Reid, and his presenter, John Dorsey. Thanks, guys.